Hello, and welcome to this week's Lectio Divina Practice. This week, we'll be diverging from the Book of Daniel and reading instead from the Psalms. We're going to practice the saving face prayer that Pastor Brian taught us from Sunday's message. If you haven't heard the message, The Longest Time Out Ever, Parts 1 and 2 from the Daniel series, you don't have to in order to participate in this week's Lectio, but it does provide a really great framework as we enter today. As he taught on Sunday, sometimes we can get stuck in exile. It's the season we will all experience at different times in our journeys of faith, and we all know this season. It's when we feel distant from God and disoriented in our lives. We don't sense God's comfort or his nearness. You'll hear people say sometimes, "I feel far from God," or I can't hear his voice. Sometimes we get stuck in these kinds of seasons due to circumstances beyond our control, but sometimes it's the consequence of our wayward living. And in love, God disciplines us through exile. What we want to remember is that exile isn't punishment. Exile is a gift for us to come to our senses. So how do we do this? We do it by facing ourselves and facing God through prayer and contemplation. So this week's Lectio is a great one to get into the practice of contemplative prayer, but it's especially helpful when we're feeling far from God. So let's begin. Let's start by inviting the Holy Spirit to lead and examine us. If it's helpful for you, you can open up your palms and close your eyes. Get into whatever posture you want in order to become open and aware of the Holy Spirit. Now let's ask the Holy Spirit to examine us. I'll give you a minute here to reflect on these questions. You can ask yourself, "How have I hurt you, God? How have I hurt others? And how have I hurt myself?" Allow the Holy Spirit to shine light into these areas of your life. I'll give you a minute now. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, I invite you. Help me to grow in my awareness of you. Illuminate and bring to surface the times that I've hurt you, hurt others, and hurt myself. Lord, I need grace to see myself clearly. I need grace to love the unlovely parts of me. May I not trip or stumble over shame or guilt, but instead be empowered in honest examination and humble exposure. May I remember that you love me and you desire to form me. So I ask for a double portion of your grace. Help me to see that you are leading me firmly and loving me unconditionally. That you desire not to punish me, but to restore me. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. This week, I'll be reading through two versions of Psalm 139, 23 through 24, from the NIV and the Message versions. I'm going to read first from the NIV version. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. After hearing the NIV version, ask the Lord now to search you. Now we'll begin the Saving Face contemplative prayer. I'll give you a minute in between each question to give you space to ponder. And if you need more time in between, feel free to pause the recording. You don't need a journal during this time, but it can be helpful if you'd like to write things down. So first, we ask God to show us what fear has been predominant in our hearts. It takes a while to see the underlying fear, but ask God to help you examine it and bring it to light. What have you been afraid of? And what fear has been driving you lately? Take some time to ponder now. Thirty more seconds to ponder what fear has been predominant in your heart lately. Once you've identified a particular fear, take note of it, and let's move to the next one. So next, we ask God to show us any attachments we've been holding on to. You might be overly attached to a person, or an idea, or a behavior. These can look like infatuations, or stubbornness, or bad habits. Take some time to ask yourself, how have you been emotionally attached to a person, an idea, or behavior? Take some time to reflect now. Thirty more seconds. How have you been emotionally attached to a person, idea, or behavior? Once you've identified a particular attachment, take note of it, and let's move on to the next one. Next, we ask God to show us any situation we're trying to control. You might be trying to control people, organizations, or outcomes. It's difficult to admit that we're controlling, so let's ask God for the courage to admit it. So take a minute to ask God what you've been trying to control these days. 30 more seconds. What areas, people, or things have you been trying to control? When you find your particular obsession with control, simply acknowledge it and move on to the next step. And lastly, ask God to show you any moments you felt entitled. For example, I worked hard today, I deserve this X, Y, or Z. Or, I'm an important person, I'm entitled to skip my share of chores, menial tasks, or grunt work. Or it can look like, I'm the victim here. I have a right to blow up, to pout, to be passive, or to feel sorry for myself. Take the next minute to ask God where you might have felt entitled. More seconds. Where in your life have you felt entitled? If you find a false entitlement, name it before God and let's move on. Now that we've looked into the things that we're afraid of, the attachments that we might be having, areas we're trying to control, and places of entitlement, now let's ask God to show us which of the four is most strongly affecting our life right now. Zoom in on that one issue and leave the other three behind. I'll give you a minute to reflect. Is it your fear, your attachments, your control, or your entitlement? Let's ask God for forgiveness for the times we've let our fear, attachment, control, or entitlements get the best of us. What would tomorrow look like if you acted out of freedom from this issue? And how would your day be different if you didn't allow this issue to rule? Maybe you could ask how your emotions, thoughts, words, or actions be different. I'll give you 2 minutes here. Ask God to help you live your life in the freedom of God's mercy. One more minute. What would your life look like if you were free from that particular fear, from that particular attachment, control, or entitlement? How would tomorrow look like if you lived in the freedom of God's goodness and His mercy? Listen to Psalm 139, 23 through 24 from the Message version. Investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. See for yourself whether I've done anything wrong. Then guide me on the road to eternal life. Amen. After hearing the psalm in the Message version and contemplating the saving face prayer, ask God for forgiveness for the times you've let it get the best of you. We say this often, but it's something I personally need to be reminded of every day. Conviction humbles me, but invites me close to God again. Condemnation makes me well up with guilt and want to hide. Condemnation gets me stuck in exile. There's this old hymn that I personally love, and you probably know it as well. It goes, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the one I love. Take my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above." We all lose our way sometimes, but we can ask God for His guidance and His help in the journey. May this be our prayer. Take my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Lord, when I get lost, remind me that your Spirit is searching for me. When I veer off the track, remind me that I'm never too far gone from your Spirit. But Lord, like the prodigal son who wakes up in the pigsty, Lord, give me the humility to know when I need a turn back, when you're giving me the opportunity to wake up. Help me not to hide in shame, but to know that you are the Father who runs toward his wayward son. Lord, lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, guide me on the road to eternal life. In your precious Son's name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us for this Lectio practice. Until next time, bye.